Sustainable Economic Growth Through Vocational Training, a leadership profile of Josip Franci, Director General for Vocational, Artistic, and Specialized Studies, Regional Ministry of Education, and Director General of Vocational Training and Lifelong Learning at the Department of Education, Catalonia, Spain. The Catalonia region of Spain is known for its good weather, beautiful coast, and the artist Antoni Gaudí. But according to Josip Franci, the region's Director General for Vocational, Artistic, and Specialized Studies, the most important aspect of Catalonia is that the region is working hard to institute a new model for sustainable economic growth. In 2000, Catalonia had plenty of university graduates. What they needed were more qualified workers. That meant we needed a better vocational and training system, says Franci. That's when the Catalonia Ministry of Education made the decision to partner with Cisco and local businesses to bring hands-on, up-to-date vocational training to the region. No stranger to teaching, training, and the needs of business, Franci has taught vocational training, coordinated several European and international training projects, and served as the director of business training at the Chamber of Commerce in Barcelona. His work at the Chamber of Commerce made him especially aware of the skills local businesses need in their employees. Clearly, students must remain in school in order to become qualified workers. To that end, the Catalonia Ministry of Education's goal is for 70% of the students who begin school to ultimately graduate. We are currently at 62 to 63% of our students finishing school, says Franci, so we're on our way to reaching our goal. To grow a qualified workforce requires not only keeping students in school, but also attracting adult learners into the vocational training system. Catalonia had in place a well-established education and training system, but it did not accommodate the needs of adult learners. Franci and his colleagues at the Ministry of Education knew that they had to make it easier for adult learners to return to school. For most adults, it's difficult to commit to 2 years of full-time training. We made the system much more flexible. We implemented the option of part-time training and distance learning, Franci explains. This was very well received by adult learners. It enabled them to be students wherever they were, even in the mountains or other remote areas. Created in 2006 to meet those learning needs, the Open Institute of Catalonia now has 20,000 students in addition to 8,000 vocational training students. In order to attract more learners and generate more graduates, teachers needed the right tools. Franci says that's how the Cisco Networking Academy has helped us. Cisco provides tools that teachers find very useful. With these tools, they are able to provide their students with better, more relevant training than before. The fact that Cisco developed Networking Academy was an initial selling point for the Ministry of Education, students, and teachers. As Franci puts it, I think in the very beginning, the fact that a company like Cisco was supporting the Networking Academy was very attractive for teachers and students. After a while, we began seeing learning results, a much higher number of students, and lower dropout rates, so the earlier attraction has proved to be right. The Director General makes a point of visiting the various vocational training centers to take the pulse of the students. Many students tell me the Networking Academy is very accessible and well-suited to their specific needs and their specific training, Franci notes. Franci also hears positive reviews from teachers who express increased confidence and satisfaction in their teaching. With the training the teachers receive, they feel better prepared and more in touch with the changes in technology. And, as Franci notes, that makes them better teachers for their students. The teachers report finding it very beneficial to have access to the Networking Academy materials and tools with which they can provide practical, up-to-date training to their students. Perhaps most importantly, according to Franci, Networking Academy curriculum is not merely an add-on to the Catalonian Training Center courses. The teachers have incorporated it as a critical component of the training they deliver. We've had some projects in the past which were not really integrated into the curricula, and that just doesn't work, Franci commented. The fact that students have access to preparation for the more demanding professional qualifications in the networking industry increases their motivation to learn. Franci says, when you're able to motivate your students, they are also able to motivate you. This fosters the development of 21st century skills. Teachers and students work as a team, collaborating with each other on specific projects, communicating, and solving problems. Teachers and students work in a much more satisfying way than in the old-fashioned classroom, where the teacher is explaining and the students are listening. Or not, Franci says. A recent survey revealed that 88% of the graduates of the Catalonian vocational training found employment within 6 months after getting their degree. This stands in contrast to the unemployment rate for young people without vocational training. In Catalonia, that rate is now 60%. Franci says, vocational training degrees these days are a better way to find a job than even university degrees. I think Networking Academy has contributed significantly to these results. We hope you have enjoyed this leadership profile. If you would like more information about the Cisco Networking Academy, go to www.cisco.com/go/WLC.